calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
With the news of the Golden State Valkyries and the expansion of the WNBA to Toronto, we have decided to order up the next potential names and identities for this Toronto franchise. From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
All right, so first up, I got the Robins. I like a good bird, you know, a nice bird. Friendly bird, pretty bird, pretty bird. Number 4, I've got the Brazen Foxes. I think that's, I like a fox. There was a fox in my yard a couple of days ago. Foxes. Number 3, I've got the Mountain Lions. Who doesn't like a good mountain lion? Number 2, I've got the Valor Vixens. Double V action there. And number 1, I've got the Rising Phoenix. Again, like the bird themes. What do you got, Z?
Good choices. You really can't go wrong with any of those. Those would be fine choices. I'm going to go with number 5, kind of a playoff of the Raptors, the Pterodactyls. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The Toronto Pterodactyls, it's alliterative. You can play off the colors of the Raptors if you want. You can really kind of play with that, right? And you can have some fun with it. Number 4, the Six. Why the hell not? Like, it's the nickname for Toronto anyway. So why not incorporate that into your identity? Right? You can even, like, you can change the spelling of it. Like, when Sean Waltman was 123 Kid, and then he became Six in WCW, SYXX. So, you can play around with it and make it part of your identity.
I forgot about that.
It's a neat little play on words. So,
no, I mean, I forgot about the 123 Kid being Six and WCW.
It blew my mind because it's like 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6. Holy shit. Wow.
Sean, you are smart.
Wow. Good for you, dude. Wow. Number 3, I have the Ice. Now, yeah, I get they're not playing hockey, but it's cold in Toronto. You can really kind of like embrace the iced out theme. So you can really kind of, you know, have that cold like look to you, nice, and you can have a little bit of shine there like you would on black ice. You can really kind of make that an interesting look. Some black, blue, silver, you can really kind of like go with that and have a little fun. Number 2, I gotta go, well, kind of like a playoff of what you were saying before, the Robins, like you're the playoff of the Blue Jays. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. But I gotta say, like, there's gotta be something a little bit, you know, something a little bit more unique to Canada. The Geese. Why not? The Canadian Geese. Strong. It's a fierce bird. And
fierce.
It's a fierce bird. And it shits everywhere. No, I'm just, no, but it's a strong bird, and it definitely will give you some kind of, it will definitely give you something emblematic of the country. But number one, and this one just stuck out to me, is the North. The Toronto North.
Oh, I like that one.
From O Canada, True North, right? True Patriot Love. You have that. You have, they have We the North. It can be She the North. Why not? You have a little bit of branding right there. And you can play around with that and make that emblematic of the entire nation. Because right now, there is no other women's basketball team in the WNBA in Canada. Now, who's to say, like, down the road, okay, maybe Vancouver, like, Montreal, who knows? But, you know, represent your nation. Represent the North. Toronto North. Sounds good to me. That's ours. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast or drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know what you think the new Toronto franchise should be called. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.